Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, it's Julian.
Yeah.
Hey, I just sent you an email with the next steps. There's a disbursement letter that we need you to sign and initial that shows the disbursement of funds. And then I guess you failed the identification verification process. So we need page 11 and 12 notarized. And I attached in the, this is all explained in the email, okay? And then we still need proof of ownership. The business license doesn't show proof of ownership. It's just shows that the business can legally operate. But we need something like the K-1, and I sent you an example of what it looks like in the email. So you can send a K-1 or the article of incorporation for your business if you have that. And then we need your landlord to contact Brittany Still. I don't know if they never got in touch or what happened with that. And I sent you her phone number with her extension. And then for the day that we fund the loan, we need another month-to-date bank statement. Say for example, if
I just gave you an update one yesterday.
I know. So we need one for the day that we fund the loan. So we expected to fund it yesterday, and hopefully we can fund it today. But it, like say for example, if you can't get it notarized until tomorrow, we'll need a month-to-date statement for tomorrow. So if you can get all that taken care of today, then we need a month-to-date for today. And the reason is they want to make sure that you're not, taking out two loans at the same time. Not that we think that you are, it's just the process that we have to go through. Unfortunately, I guess there's been issues with other companies before doing that, but and that would be the day that we fund the loan. So if we can fund this today, then yeah, I'd get a month to date for today. And I specified
all
this in the email.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Jim. Looking forward to getting this taken care of for you. Bye-bye.